Let's just rock it out, huh?
Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting video tutorial. Today we have a fun thing we're going to be doing, and that is creating a 3D eyeball that will allow us greater control over the previous method. And, you know, trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. So here is a shot of myself with an eye problem. So basically what I have here is my eye, which is basically 3D. And it's all dialed in so we can watch the video of a crooked eye. I kind of like it just up a bit. Kind of looks like I have an issue. Very cool. So anyway, we're going to create this. Now, the trick here is creating a cool 3D material for the eye. So this is what I've created. So basically, you have to make a composition that's 2:1 aspect ratio, that is. And you want to have the eyeball and everything else to go with it so that it can be 3D. So here's where our last tutorial left off. So let's go ahead and get started, and we're going to have a fabulous time. So I'm going to create a new composition, and we're going to make it 800:400. So 2:1, 2:1. And we'll choose OK. Then I'm going to create a new solid, and we'll make this kind of a yellowish color. Start with that. And then we'll bring our eye image in. So here's an image that I shot, basically that we can use to grab that eye from. So we'll zoom in here. I'll take the elliptical mask tool and we'll just kind of draw a shape around the eyeball. I'll just move it down. There we go. Then I'm going to hit, I guess it's the apostrophe, or just bring up the title safe. And I'm going to move this right into the middle. Then I'm going to take the pan behind tool and move the center point to the middle as well. And then I'm going to scale our eye up, maybe about 200% or so. And then I'm going to create a red solid, a dark red solid. So we'll just do that. Then I'm going to take the mask tool again, the elliptical mask tool. We're going to click in the middle, hold down Control and Shift, and we're just going to maybe about there. Then hit MM. We'll subtract the mask, feather the mask. There we go. Now let's create some cool veins. Now there's different ways you could do this. I found this way to be pretty easy and pretty good looking. So we'll create a new solid. Doesn't matter what color, call this veins. Then we'll choose effect, noise and grain, fractal noise. And what we're going to do is scale this down. And then we're going to contrast it up and then bring the brightness down, maybe about there. Then I'm going to go to the effects and preset. We're going to type, let's see, vector blur. So we're going to take the CC vector blur, drop that onto our veins, and then if we increase the amount, you can see we sort of create this veiny looking structure. And we're going to scale this down, I would say, even further. And that way we have a lot of veins to work with. Okay, very cool. Now I'm going to create a new red solid. I'm going to put this below the veins, and then we're going to use this as the opacity map. So with the red layer selected, I'm going to change the track mat to luma mat, and that creates our veins. We'll put the deep red solid above, and that way we just see the veins inside. Looking good. Now to our red solid, let's take the veins out of the middle. So I'll take the elliptical mask tool, click in here, hit MM, subtract the mask, and then we'll feather the mask, and then expand it even a little bit. Okay, one more layer so we can add a little more detail. New, solid, doesn't matter what color. Actually, a little darker red. I'm going to choose effect, noise and grain, fractal noise. And we'll change the blending mode to multiply. And so we create kind of a cool effect. We can, I don't know, that looks pretty good right there. Let's put this below the deep solid. We'll take the elliptical mask tool, draw a shape around here, hit MM. We're going to subtract this mask and then feather it. Then we'll take our deep red, hit MM, and we'll expand it. Well, yeah, let's bring the feathering down on this and the expansion inward a bit. Okay, so that's looking pretty good. And also, we may want to change the color of the background and maybe make it a little more orange. Because of the color treatment, but we'll be able to adjust that a little bit more in a moment. Okay, there's a few things we have to do to make this look a little more real. For now, though, let's go into our comp that we left off in the previous tutorial, and then we'll take comp number 5, drag it out, that's our eye, and then we'll come to the effects and presets, we'll type sphere, bring that out, onto our material, and there's our eye here, and we want to scale this down so it fits into the eye socket. So about here, we can bring the opacity down too to kind of match it up, but that looks pretty good. And you want to make sure that the eyeball is scaled properly and that everything looks normal. So we have some shading issues, but we'll fix that in a moment. Let's put this below our mat that we created in the previous tutorial, and we'll set this to alpha mat. We'll shut off this old eye, and so now we have a new eye, and it's looking good. So let's go into that comp, go to the light settings, bring the intensity down to 0. Then we'll go to the shading options, bring the diffuse down to 0, specular to 0, and turn the ambient up to like 80. Maybe even a little more. And what we want to do is color correct it so that it looks proper inside of the material. So this eye is a little darker green than this eye. So let's try to match that a little bit. So I'll choose effect, color correction, curves. I'll go to the red channel and just bring that down a click, and the RGB channel, bring that down just a bit. We'll see how that looks. Okay, so that looks good. Now our eye whites are a little greener. So let's go to the background layer, choose solid settings. Let's just push this up so it's a bit greener to look right. So okay, so that looks pretty good. Now our eye is not looking real. It's a little too sharp around the edge, so we want to soften that up. So we'll go to the eye, hit F, and we'll feather our mask maybe about 4 pixels or so. Now we do have one problem, and that is we have sort of this dark eye ring, and that's just how it looks. You know, what can you do? And we need to recreate that. So let's make a new dark solid. We'll use this black here, this dark green, and I'll shut the layer off, take the elliptical mask tool, and we'll draw a shape around the eye. Then I'm going to hit M, select the mask, and duplicate it, and then, let's see, turn it on, and I'm going to set this to subtract, and then bring the second mask down and bring the expansion down. So I've created just a ring there. And then I'm going to choose effect, blur, fast blur. We'll set this to like 10. And it's a little too perfect, so we'll add a rough edges to the dark solid. Set this to about 3, maybe a little less. Better yet, let's put the blur after the rough and edges. Let's see, we'll turn this up. Turn the blur down a bit. Maybe 3, 4. Okay, and then we'll bring the opacity of this down too. So now let's go into the comp, and that's looking pretty close. So that should work for now. Now we can move the eye into position so that we get it into, you know, a pretty close spot there. Now let's link this to our left eye null object that we created previously. And now it should kind of stay in there pretty well. So other thing I may want to do, let me see here, is take out this highlight. So we'll use the paint tool. So I'll click on the stamp tool, double click on the eye layer. Let's see, we'll turn the render off, zoom in here. Let's bring up the tool options. We want the source to be the current layer. And we want the duration to be constant. And that should be good. So if you hold down Control and then drag your mouse left to right, you can shrink your brush size. And we'll just Alt-click here. And then just click once in here. And just get rid of that. And that should, well, I guess not. So I'm going to go to the beginning and do it, but instead I'm going to hit U a couple of times. And here's our drawing of our stroke, and we can just extend this to the beginning. So all the paint strokes that you do in the paint mode do show up as sort of mini layers beneath the layers effects. So that way I can just extend it, don't have to repaint, and it looks good. I'll close those, go back to the main comp, and now our little glare is gone, and we go into this comp. Actually, we'll turn the specular off at this point so that it shuts off. So now we have our fake eye, and now we can do cool things with it. So let's touch on a few different possible ideas. So first of all, you know, you want to kind of position it into the right place. So play around with that. But once you get it right, you now can control the rotation of the sphere. So I can rotate it and create some funky looking, you know, effects that, you know, look pretty believable, you know, for this particular shot. Let me see, I might actually bring those veins in a bit closer. So I'm gonna hit M on this layer and double MM, bring the expansion in a bit. Almost like get them in there close. Probably blurred the matte out also. So choose effect, fast blur, maybe like 4. Maybe just 2.5. So, yeah, so that's looking pretty cool now. Let me show you how I created that dilate, the eyes dilating effect. Is we can just use an adjustment layer, choose effect, distort, bulge, and we want the bulge to be just smaller than the dark ring around the eye. Just a bit smaller. And that way it doesn't affect the area beyond it. And then you just keyframe the bulge height. So we can set that to 0. Move forward and then just increase it. Now, you probably want to make your own eyeball, like this black area, but you want sort of the ring of the eye, the color part of the eye, to sort of animate as the eye sort of, you know, works like an aperture and kind of opens up wider. So even if you don't want to use the actual black part of the eye, you definitely want to use this to create the growing effect. And, you know, depending on, you know, how you do it or what you're doing it for, you know, you can get away with lower resolution comparatively. If anything, it's good practice to try to be able to match something synthetically, you know, or match something that is synthetic using just the tools in After Effects, because, you know, it can be tricky. The last thing I think we would do is just add some match noise to this shot. And we can do that by just doing effect, noise, match grain, set the mode to final, set the source to the footage, the main shot footage. And let's see. Maybe I'll increase the intensity of it just so we can see it a bit better. Anyway, just adds a little bit noise that makes it match with the original footage a bit better. So that is definitely something you want to make sure you do when you try to do these kind of effects, is you want to blend with your footage well. So anyway, man, hope I haven't wasted too much of your time. I know this tutorial was just more of a demonstration, but I just want to show you some of the tips and things that I do when I'm working. And hopefully you'll be able to pick up on some of these and expand on them with your own ideas. And, you know, hope you guys do some cool stuff. So that's it. My name is Andrew Kramer. And, of course, come check out our blog and our many great products from our purchase page. We have the Evolution, Riot Gear, Action Movie Essentials, and many others that will get your project jump started. So check them out. We appreciate all the support, and we'll see you next time.